Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC AM 820, 93.9, and WNYC.org. So the other day I was looking out our window in the municipal building, where we are no longer, and I saw something strange, a waterfall in the middle of the East River. And then I was riding my bike across the Brooklyn Bridge and I saw another one. New York gets some new unnatural wonders tomorrow. If it sounds odd, don't worry, it's art. Olafur Eliasson's waterfalls get turned on officially tomorrow, and 35,000 gallons a minute will flow in four spots on the waterfront through October. Joining me now to talk about the project is Matthew Gurevich, who writes about it in today's Wall Street Journal. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Matthew, what is this about?
Well, Olafur has spoken quite a bit about how when he was in New York, he felt that this would have been in the early 90s, how he felt that we were disconnected from our waterfront and how we kind of saw the other shores of the other boroughs from Manhattan and kind of ignored the water. And he had this idea of wanting to connect that negative space with the city. And so that was, I think, the fundamental idea behind it.
So there are going to be four of them, and where exactly are they going to be, and where are the best places to see them?
Okay. There's a good map that listeners might like to look at either on the Wall Street Journal website, wsj.com, or on www.nycwaterfalls.org. But I can tell you that it's all lower Manhattan near the South Street Seaport, if you're Manhattan-centric. One of the waterfalls is actually under the Brooklyn Bridge. One of them is on Governor's Island. And you can see them all, actually, from near the South Street Seaport. Of course, there's one at Pier 35, which is down in that area, and it's very close, and the others are further away. But you can see them from the Circle Line. They're going to be running a trip special through October.
And you can see them pretty well from the Brooklyn Bridge Park in Brooklyn.
Can you? I haven't been over there, so I haven't seen
that. Well, I haven't been looking at this particular project, but I know you can see everything except for probably the one that is out by where the new Brooklyn Bridge Park is going to be. But you can certainly see the Manhattan Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge ones pretty clearly from there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, these are not meant to be invisible. I mean, you're not going to have a hard time finding them once you're in by the
They're 10 stories tall?
What?
Is that right? They're about 10 stories tall.
I think that the range of height is something like 90 to 120 feet. The width is 60 to 80 feet. Don't quote me on the numbers, but we're in the ballpark.
Now, who is Olafur Eliasson? Is this typical?
He is an artist who was born in Denmark to Icelandic parents. And he's done a lot of projects that have been very interesting, including in New York. He did the last project at MoMA, which was a wall of strips of mirrors that made the lobby seem to go straight through to the block on the other side. It was amazing. Right now, he's got a fabulous show at MoMA and at PS1, only on through Sunday, so your listeners should really hurry up and get there. He does things that he's interested in the idea of seeing yourself seeing. So the way you look at things changes the way you think. He has a room, for instance, at MoMA that is circular, and the colors keep changing, and it's very mood-altering. It's fantastic. At PS1, he has a mirrored disc spinning on the ceiling very slowly, and you're just tempted to lie down and watch this mirror that's tilted sort of make you assume different positions in space as it's going by. It's a wonderful object. What they mean is always very cryptic, but they make you want to reflect. I like his work very much, I have to say.
Now, it's being compared to Christo's The Gates from a few years ago, which was a big draw for tourists in New York. Do you think this project is going to have a similar impact?
Well, I think it could very well. You know, when Ólafur did this project at the Tate Modern that was called the Weather Project, it was a huge sun in the turbine hall at the Tate Modern, which is this huge industrial space, and people came by the thousands and would lie there and watch it all day. There's something very magical about his pieces. And I think that these waterfalls, particularly, you know, in the summer when it's hot, waterfalls look cool even if you're not standing in them, so I think they're going to be very attractive. When they had some dry runs, so to speak, when they were testing the waterfalls, apparently people just materialized by the hundreds.
They're extremely noticeable. You know, this does seem to be part of Mayor Bloomberg's project to redefine urban public spaces. There's certainly a lot that he is trying to do in these last year and a half or so of his administration, change the way that people use the streets, more for bikes and pedestrians, less for cars, and to change also the way, as you say, the way people look. Do you think this is going to do this? Do you think it's going to contribute to a shift in perceptions about how people view shared public spaces?
Well, I know that Ólafur would love to see that happen. He's very interested in the idea of public space and the way it is used and the way it invites people and the way it invites dialogue. So it's very much his what he wants to see happen. You know, it's not something an artist can do by himself. He needs a Mayor Bloomberg who sees that as something that makes sense for his city, and then there's this synergy and the thing can happen. But I think we also need not to forget that a society needs artists to have these great ideas.
Let's talk a little bit about the engineering of all of this. I couldn't help but notice that there's quite a bit of blowing water involved in this, and I'm wondering whether drawing up all of this water from the East River and blowing it around has an environmental impact, perhaps on fish or fish migration patterns. And I'm also wondering about the energy use in producing something. Do you know about that?
I know a little bit about it. I asked the question about the ecology, and apparently it's been constructed very carefully so that the fish populations will not be disturbed. The other thing is that the energy is, I was told, is fairly clean energy. Ólafur is not a BS artist. He doesn't pretend that it doesn't take power to run these things, but he's very conscious of the fact that it takes energy and was concerned about making it environmentally friendly. What that exactly translates to, I don't know. I haven't pursued that.
Mayor Bloomberg's clearly hoping this project will draw a lot of tourists to New York City. Do you have, are there any indications that that's going to happen? Are people booking trips to New York with the hopes of seeing the waterfalls? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, but I will tell you that I know that the Circle Line is a very successful commercial enterprise, and the fact that they have laid on daily trips of a half an hour, of an hour to go out there, they must have good reason to expect that this is going to draw a lot of people. So I expect that it's going to be, I think it's going to be very successful. I think people love the waterfront. And, you know, in New York, we don't actually very often get a chance to use it. Maybe on the 4th of July, there are a lot of boats out to see the fireworks. But I think that if there's an attraction in the water, people are going to want to see it.
We're going to have to leave it there. I do want to mention that someone has posted a link to a bike route to view the waterfalls on our comments page, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. My guest has been Matthew Gurevich of The Wall Street Journal. The spigot starts running tomorrow. Go see him.